the show at 877-931-4TNT. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Has anybody tried this Willie's Remedy infused cocktail? It's Willie Nelson's new drink. It's everywhere now. I'm seeing it everywhere, and people are saying it's pretty good.
It's like a THC thing?
Yeah, it's THC.
How many milligrams of THC?
Low dose social tonic. I'm sure you're big.
You
stoners.
Lost me at low dose.
Yeah. Well, it mellows you out, and it's not alcohol. Yeah, I'm gonna try that.
Yeah, I guess
Willie's infused, hemp derived. It's low dose, but you do get a buzz.
A lot of people are shifting toward that.
Shift.
Well, I mean, I love alcohol. I still like alcohol better because I like that feeling than weed. But
I hate it when
to mix it up a little bit. Right?
Come to me with they want advice about their edibles or something like this.
Right.
It's like, you know, I'm major league tolerant.
Right. Of course you are.
I think the advantage of these, Todd, is in the low dose because. So I'm looking at the website. The cans come in 10 and 5.
But 10 is a lot for some people.
But a 5, for a guy like you, if you wanted to have one in your hand all night,
yeah,
then you could do that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, that's what's right, because the ritual of drinking alcohol is part of it, because you drink like...
Right.
So if you do 5s all... Like, have 4 a night, that's 20 grams eventually kicking in. You're going to be high as hell if you're a novice.
Right.
But still,
you don't drink one beer a night and expect for it to get you completely hammered.
Yeah, so Todd, you could actually dig this stuff, man.
I could.
Are there
a lot of calories in it? Because, you know,
well, there's calories in alcohol. So what are you going to do?
I know, but you know, the cocktail that I drink, the vodka cocktail that I drink, has about 60 calories.
Yeah, I'm with you. When I drink my vodka, that's the best part about vodka.
Is the Willie drink more or less than 60 calories?
That's a great question. Yeah.
What are you mixing your vodka with?
Usually like some sort of sparkling water.
Yeah, which is no calories, basically.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sometimes ginger beer, that has calories.
Yeah.
But he also has spirits, THC spirits, that come in 5 milligram or 10 milligram per shot.
So you could mix those with something?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's all Willie's stuff, yeah. I mean, well, at least his company. I'm sure he's not... Because he's a major league tolerant, too.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
But what a great name. What a great business to get into for that guy. You know, everybody loves Willie Nelson. I mean, rednecks and liberals and everybody loves Willie Nelson.
I guess I would drink a lot more THC drinks if they were just available where I live.
Right.
Yeah.
But
you'd
have to
They are. They are, Todd.
They're at the store three blocks over from here. Yeah. I've been there.
Oh, yeah. And it's actual THC?
Yes. Yes, it is.
It does the trick.
Right.
I know we have this discussion
every time it comes up.
Every
time we bring it up, it's right at your stores.
The effect is the same.
It is the same.
Whether it's the real stuff or what, the effect is the same.
Oh, I guess I heard stories of there's a liquor store not far from my house that sells the THC drinks. And it's actual THC. It's not the Delta 8 stuff.
Right.
Well, there's recipes up here on Willie's website to take that THC spirit stuff and make like mojitos. Mm. There's one called the smoky cactus that's got like a jalapeno on it, you know, and it's kind of margarita-ish type stuff.
Yeah.
There's some good recipes out there.
Well, the buzz is different, too. You got to get used to the buzz. But Nick, you said this. I like adding vodka to everything, though, but you said don't do that, right? Didn't you add a shot of vodka to one of those THC drinks once and got messed up as hell?
It was like it felt fine at the time, and then I woke up like thinking I'd slept in a vice grip the entire night.
Why do you think that? Was it a lot of vodka?
Probably.
Because I had a couple of martinis last night.
And then were you smoking weed on top of the...
Yes.
No, that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But normally that doesn't affect a hangover. I didn't think... And it could have just been that variety of THC drink, too.
Yeah, you're right. It could have been.
I was reluctant to even try those on their own after that. I've had one since, but I don't know if it was just the brand or...
Do you think it varies from drink to drink? I mean, milligrams of THC is milligrams of THC.
Yeah, but I think it's like you could put... You know, it's like vodka with different mixers. Like, sometimes that affects how you feel the next day.
Right, right. Well, I do like the idea of... But I think they should make them even lower than 5.
I've seen 2 and 3.
Okay, because that way you can drink 4 or 5... at a party and just kind of hang out and still get the routine of drinking, but then just be normally great high the whole time, right?
Yeah.
And not overly high.
I think Seth Rogen has a line of drinks.
He does.
As well, and his are like 3 milligrams per can.
Yes.
And then you can have one in your hand all night, be sipping on it, but never just be gone.
You know what I thought was good to add to a cocktail was those, it's almost like a liquid IV powder.
Right.
That had, I think, anywhere from like 5 to 10 milligrams of THC in it. And you just sprinkle those.
I've seen
it was 10, and I tried to do like half an inch cocktail. And
so you put it right in with a cocktail. Well, that's the same. So that's weed and vodka, weed and alcohol mix. Was the vice grip show up that day, too?
No, that was ideal.
Okay. Ideal. he raised his hands there, and he said that, too. Ideal. Yeah. I got to do that.
I don't know where else to find those little powdery tubes of drugs. Yeah.
I've seen them on the other side of a state line.
Oh, okay. That's where...
Are they in Iowa?
No. South.
Oh, Missouri. Got it. Okay. All right.
Is it true that if you live out of state, you'll be able to get a medical card in Iowa? I had a friend that just tried to do this, and I don't know if that's something they kind of ran into a roadblock, and I don't know if that's something moving forward you can get. Or
they should allow that, but it all depends what Iowa wants to do, because they're losing a lot of big market from Nebraska, obviously, you know. But it should just be, we just go around circles. It should be legal everywhere, and eventually it will be eventually somewhere, except for Utah, I guess, right?
Okay, Todd, the Willie's THC spirits.
Yep.
15.
So what's that different from this? Isn't that... Oh, those are shots.
So yeah, okay. it's like a bottle of alcohol.
Right.
I got it.
It's infused, but is it not alcohol?
It's not alcohol. Okay. Zero alcohol. But it's 15 calories per serving, and there's 17 servings in a bottle. So if you dole it out by the shot, it'll be 10 milligrams per shot, and it's $72 for the bottle. So,
how many calories is that?
It's 100. Well, it's 15 calories per serving.
Okay.
So
now what about that other thing? Just the
17
remedy is Willie's remedy infused. If I drank a whole bottle of that, because it looks like I could. It's about the size of a bigger, smaller than a handle, but bigger than an actual 12-ounce beer. Yeah. Let's see how much calories is in that. I love how we. Here's the problem, though. When I'm high, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Well, alcohol makes you want to eat too, but stoned, I can't control myself, man.
Oh, and the
I
soda,
control myself on alcohol more than I can weed.
The sodas, the 5 milligram sodas, are 35 calories a can. That's not bad.
No, not at all. No.
And they come in black cherry lime or strawberry watermelon.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. It's all over. Rogan had them all. People have been talking about that.
The liquor store here near our station that I've been to, I mean, it is a massive amount of different
THC drinks.
Places that are coming out with these products now.
I know.
Oh, they have those right down the street.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of email confirmation.
Remember,
the place down the street?
The Jones Soda?
Yeah. Yes.
They have Mary Jones Soda. So
what a time
Mary
to be
Jones.
Alive.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
It is a great time to be alive.
And some of them are seltzers. I mean, they're you can get the low-cal, you know.
Whatever you do, don't try the Jim Jones soda. Stay the hell away from that.
Oh, a lot of people are.
Oh.
There's people waiting in line for that, Tom.
Yeah, I know.
History jokes.
I like the Jim Jones soda, right? That's a funny bit if you know who Jim Jones is. And I hope you do.
You
know,
wow.
Yeah, not, cool.
It was
learn.
Kool-Aid, but still, same thing.
Yeah. No, you're right. It wasn't soda.
Either way, I love the Jim Jones soda. All right. So a guy had bathroom cams, which you shouldn't do that, by the way.
Just watch his bear cams.
You should
stick to bear cams.
Stick to bear cams.
Yeah.
Man who placed cameras in Ocean City, New Jersey bathroom sentenced. Philadelphia man pleaded guilty to placing two hidden cameras in public bathrooms along the Ocean City boardwalk. That's Ocean City, New Jersey, was sentenced on Monday.
How far is Ocean
Jimmy
City?
Jimmy Casino. No, yeah. No, it's not. Harold Perkins learned he'll serve 5 years of probation. Wow.
Yeah, I thought they let him off pretty easy on
this
deal.
So do I.
Well, he got some time served, so I don't know how long he'd been in custody waiting for this. But
yeah, but even then, the device showed footage of multiple victims, including children, using the restrooms. How the hell did he get only 5 years probation? Yeah. These are public bathrooms on the boardwalk. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that should be more than probation.
No, right. He was arrested on June 20th, 2025. Investigators used his license plate reader technology to identify and locate him.
It's only 83 miles from Ocean City, New Jersey, to Ocean City, Maryland. They're violating. I think there should be at least several hundred miles before you redundantly name cities.
Yeah.
There's an Oakland, Nebraska, and an Oakland, Iowa, and they're not nearly far apart enough.
Which one's cooler?
Nebraska.
Nick, you performed in both those places, right?
Yeah. Nebraska's.
Oakland, California. Cool. I'm talking about those two. California's definitely the coolest.
Oakland, Nebraska has a nice golf course. I can't speak for Oakland, Iowa. I'm sure it's a fine little town.
They have a nice bar, too. I would go back to Oakland, Nebraska before going back to Oakland. I was also in Oakland, Iowa. There was like a snowstorm, whatever. But
I was going to say, your
I thought the audience was bad that night in Oakland, Iowa.
You know. I don't know if I was in a position to blame the audience for anything.
Yeah, your view of some of these towns can be tainted by the reaction.
That's why I ask them
stage.
That's
so why I you ask know them. That's right. It's a very biased view.
I forget the name of the bar there. The bar in Oakland, Nebraska. The cups they had. They're like they slant. They're probably like a I don't know maybe like a 20-degree angle.
Okay.
So it's odd when you go to like set your cocktail down. It makes you think you're gonna like.
You think you're in the Leaning Tower of Pizza?
Yeah.
Or the Leaning Tower.
That place
was
cool. I forget the name of that bar.
It's just be called the Leaning Tower.
This creep drove the whole way from Philadelphia, put these up, and then came back to get them. You know, to have. What a nut job. Man.
That is a fetish that I just don't get.
Just to watch people just sit down the toilet and crap?
Yeah.
Well, it must be the situation where...
It's a voyeurism thing.
Yeah, maybe they want to see people. Maybe it's not even about the bathroom part. It's about they know some pants are coming off eventually. And maybe, I don't know, Puss.
But that's not a sexy pants are coming off.
No, but in a beach bathroom right off the boardwalk, there's a lot of swimmers coming in.
Okay,
and they might be changing their bathing suits.
But still, what they do...
I'm trying to get ahead of a freak.
Does it say anything about looking at bear cams as gateway to this sort of behavior?
Yeah. unless you place the bear cams against somebody else's,
Yeah, I got no desire to look at bathroom cam, but I can watch bear cam all day.
Well... Did the bears consent? I don't think so.
But they're in public. They don't have an expectation of privacy.
That's true.
They're in a damn national park.
Them's the laws.
I think you should have an expectation of privacy in any bathroom.
Yeah.
Yes, you should.
But if you're just waiting around in a river trying to catch a salmon, you don't have an expectation of privacy.
You should know by all the people on a viewing platform about 20 yards away from you.
I was on the toilet and I
wave to the camera.
No, I was just in the toilet. I had my phone on the. Just taking a. my daughter had FaceTimed me, so I FaceTimed her back real quick, so that might have been important. And I see my face on camera. I'm just talking to her, but I'm not. I'm done. Kind of. I'm not grunting or anything like that. But she sees by the angle. And like the head, she goes, "Are you in the bathroom?" I said, "Yeah." She goes,
knows.
"Call me back."
Yeah. Wow. It's bad enough just talking to them while you're on the toilet. Don't FaceTime them.
I know. So I said, "I'll call you back." I did it as a joke, kind of, but I wasn't going like that. You know?
Yeah, I'm on the toilet.
Dad, you on the toilet? No.
I'm in the middle of bear down. No.
that one, I'm on her side. Oh, Jesus, Dad.
Yeah, I did it as a joke. But
Come on.
Well, I called you back when I shaved my balls once.
But you called me back. You didn't answer in the middle of it.
But I called you while I was shaving my balls.
No.
But that was before FaceTime, too.
You did not answer my call while you were trimming your sack.
And that's,
then you called me back.
You don't want FaceTime in that instance.
God,
you
want, no.
You ball want time.
Ball time.
Oh, I don't want any of it.
Yeah.
Ball time.
I don't want any of that. None of it.
All right, I wanted to come up with the icon ball cam, and then I'm going to answer it.
All right, call me during the break.
You never ball time.
You'll get ball cam.
Just put the phone on the floor right underneath him while he's trimming.
Ball cam right now.
That's how you do it.
I can whip my nuts out. I'm at home, man. Nobody's going to complain, except you guys.
I'll complain.
All right, phone back.
Can we ball time on the text?
Sure.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.